ahead and we're back. This is episode 50 of the Tap Room Podcast, and I am your host, Mike. It's kind of surprised we got to 50. Not going to lie. But no, this has been super fun. And I just, this is the thank you episode. Well, actually, thank you episode part two. I'll talk a little bit more all about that, but we got some, should be pretty fun. We're going to talk a little headlines, what's going on. We got the Hall of Fame for baseball. The Royal Rumble is tomorrow. I'm actually recording this on a Friday, but I'll talk about that in a second. Harbaugh went to the Chargers, so we got a bunch going on. Also, there will be a couple bonus beer reviews at the end of the episode from some people that have been on the show. So also, we'll talk about, I want to thank everybody that's been on, to go through them individually, stuff like that. And we'll talk a little bit more about how, everything all started. All right. So, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. Don't forget to follow on Instagram. It's at the Tap Room Podcast. Also, and you guys know me, I don't really, plug liking stuff on, Apple Podcasts or, Spotify. But it honestly helps more people see it. So, if you get a chance to maybe give the pod a 5-star rating on any of the things that allow you to, whether it's Apple or Spotify or Google or whatever. But all right, so we're going to jump into the first brewski today. First one I got, and these are all from Louis Liquor. I went over there it was either Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember last week. Might've been Sunday. Got to see Drea. She's awesome. Lucy, she's the best. But yeah, they're, such a great group of, friends, and really thankful for them throughout this whole journey. Even back when it was Taps and Tailgates, they were always super supportive of the show. All right. So, might hear some cars moving around. Sorry. I'm recording this in the garage. This one is from Claremont Craft Ales. It's called Pepper and Peaches. I've never seen something like this, so I was intrigued. It's an IPA with pink peppercorns and peaches. Coming in at 6.7%. It says, a very unusual beer indeed. Pepper and Peaches starts as a Citra hopped West Coast style IPA. Ooh, then hopefully it's good. Crisp, dry, and super hoppy. Sounds perfect to me. Then we add pink peppercorns for a floral punch and peaches for a bright, fruity finish. Truly unique and truly amazing. Well, I hope it is. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Let's grab the glass here. All right. Ooh, yeah. Super floral on the nose. Definitely getting peaches. Man, if this is good, I may have to check it out. I haven't been to Claremont in a long time, so let's go ahead and jump in. You definitely get a little peach. No, actually, no, there it is. So you're definitely getting peach in there. Super hoppy, which I love. This is pretty good. Like, I would enjoy this in the tap room. And I'm sure it's probably phenomenal on tap. It is definitely a unique flavor. And that's probably the pink peppercorns that are coming in. I'm assuming that that's what it is, because that's what's kind of coming off the, giving it that different flavor. But man, it's pretty solid. If I was going to rate this one, I'd give it a 7.5. Like, it's up there. I would definitely order this if I was in the tap room. So, definitely check that out. If you get the chance, I'm going to have to drive over to Claremont and go check out the brewery. So, let's jump into some headlines. NFL playoffs. Got the Chiefs Ravens. I want to say the Ravens are favored by 4 at home. I bet against Pat Mahomes last week. I lost. I feel like the Bills just blew it, but it is what it is. Kind of like the Packers the week before. It's 4 points. I feel like the Ravens are playing really well, but I don't know if anybody's seen the Super Bowl like logos with the colors. Everybody's been talking about it for a while now, but I kind of hope the Ravens win. Pat Mahomes has done enough. Like, he's going to go to plenty more Super Bowls, so I'm kind of hoping that the Ravens do go. So picking the Ravens on that, if it was the points, I think it's going to be like a field goal game, So I would probably take Kansas City in the points, the 4 or 4.5, whatever it's at now. Then we got the Niners and the Lions. I think Niners are favored by 7.5. Niners are at home. I'd like to see Detroit just because, you know, it's been for, you know, been forever for Detroit. So, like, you know, just, you know, getting back into the playoffs and winning a couple games. So I know I said I was probably gonna pick the Niners, but just fuck it. I'm gonna pick the Lions. So go, you know, hopefully I've got to cheer for Dan Campbell. He's such a, you know, great dude. Yeah, so those will be my picks. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm recording this on a Friday. And let's see here. All right, we got the Hall of Fame. Adrian Beltre went in, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer. You know, I'm a lifelong Bravo, so I love my Braves, but when it came to like catchers, Joe Mauer was like one of my favorite players, like to watch just in general. Like I always loved Joe Mauer. He just, you know, he did everything the right way. He, you know, never bitched, never complained, just went out there and did his job and was a phenomenal baseball player. Todd Helton was really good. Beltre, obviously, you know, he had some really good seasons, so it kind of speaks for itself. But, you know, congrats to those guys for making it into the Hall of Fame. There's only so many guys in there. Still think Pete Rose should be in there and Barry Bonds for that matter. But that's just my opinion. Oh, another thing, because we're going to, the Royal Rumble is this weekend. WWE is going to Netflix, or WWE Raw is going to Netflix, which is pretty crazy. And that's going to happen in 2025. So that should be interesting. I'm sure it's going to boost, obviously, subscriptions. I know Netflix is trying to go more into the live game when it comes to sports and sports entertainment, stuff like that. So, I mean, and I think they're paying him $5 billion, I think, something like that a year. Oh, no, sorry, $500 million a year. And then it'd be the total deal is $5 billion, which is just insane for 10 years. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens there. But, I mean, I guess I'll probably, I mean, I don't watch it as often as I used to. I watch all the big ones when it comes to the Rumble or WrestleMania, SummerSlam, or Survivor Series sometimes. But, yeah. And then we got the Rumble this weekend. So I am really excited because I don't really know what's... I mean, you can kind of guess sometimes who you think's going to win. All right, who the clear favorite is that's going to win and go on to WrestleMania. I think CM Punk is the odds-on favorite right now. Then it's like, I think Gunther and then Cody Rhodes. And then even The Rock's like listed on the odds too. So it's going to be pretty crazy. But I mean, I think they're going to go with CM Punk. I think it's going to be Punk that wins it. And I just hope The Rock doesn't. I mean, who doesn't want The Rock to come back? But I want Cody Rhodes to beat Roman Reigns. I feel like the whole thing last year, I mean, he's been trying to finish his story, stuff like that. But yeah, so we'll see. I'm really hoping that that Cody pulls it off and goes up against Reigns at Mania. But last of the headlines, let me get this drink in here before we jump into Brewski 2. There you go. There's a little gnat flying around. You really do get those peppercorns on this one. As it did, they really come through. Especially on that second and third drink. They really come through. And I like it. That's good stuff. But I can't change my score. So I might have shortchanged them a little bit. The more it's breathing, like, it's not like a wine, but it's kind of like the flavors are changing with each drink. And that's pretty tasty. Last one I have, Jim Harbaugh goes to the Chargers. I know my uncle is a Charger fan, so he's stoked about it. Like, he was texting the group chat all excited about the Harbaugh going. So now we'll kind of see what happens with Michigan. Are more people going to jump ship? Are they worried about, are they worried about anything coming down or something happened to the program? I mean, I had to deal with that as a kid, especially with Pete Carroll when he went to the Seahawks. So we'll see. But I think Harbaugh is going to do really well for the Chargers. All right, let me finish this up here. All right. So the next couple ones I have, I have three more beers. Yeah. So the next one I'm going to go with too is called Kind of looks like maybe Italian. Victoriera. There we go. Double dry hopped West Coast IPA. Coming in at 7%. Casa Agria has got some banger cans, man. They got some really good stuff. Let's see. And is this a West Coast? What's the collab, too? It's a collab with Solaris. It says, yeah, our friends from Solaris, Solaris Beer and Blending, sailed over from Murrieta, California, to brew up a gale of beer with us, the double dry hop West Coast IPA, fills its sails with Citra Incognito, Citra, Mosaic, Cryo, Simcoe, and Simcoe Cryo. Damn. It says, come aboard as we set course for an adventure. All right, this can for sure. It's got like a sailboat on it. It's got like the sunset going on, and there's a skeleton in there. Definitely going to use this can for a picture. All right, let's crack her open, eh? All right. Let's jump on in. Water's fine. Ooh, loving the color. Loving the color. Oh, yeah. Super clear. It's got a really good head to it. That's what she said. I know that's probably what somebody was thinking. All right. Let's jump in. That is a little different. Initially, the initial taste to it, I was like, all aboard. As I'm kind of going with it, though, it does have a... I'm trying to figure out what that kind of aftertaste is. It might change. I mean, as of right now, not the biggest fan of it. It's not bad at all. Not one bit, just not really the kind of flavor I'm going for, like for a West Coast. But it's, I mean, you know, it's pretty decent. I'd give it a 6.6. All right, well, I had to stop recording for a little bit because some people across the street decided to mow their lawn. So, yeah. But yeah, I'm going to give, I think I said a 6.5. I didn't listen back to it. So, there you go. All right. But yeah, let's jump into, you know, how, I mean, I know I talked about it on episode 25, so I don't want to harp too much on that, but I wanted to give out some thank yous and some other stuff that I don't think I really talked about. So, first off, like, you know, even, of course you heard dog bark, first off, I'd like to thank my brother, for getting me back into craft beer. When he started Taps and Tailgates, what, 3 years ago, I want to say it was, I wasn't really like, I mean, I loved craft beer as a kid, not as a kid, but yeah, when I guess I was a kid, I was like in my early 20s, drinking Stone and going to the different breweries and stuff like that, that I, you know, that were around during that time, which was like 2008, 2009, which there weren't many. But I remember drinking, you know, the regular, drinking a Double Bastard and not really enjoying it, but then, you know, drinking the Stone IPA and then stuff like that. But yeah, my brother brought me back into it. Because, you know, we would record at his house. At the time, I was really drinking a lot of whiskey. So I was drinking whiskey more than anything else. He got me back into it. Like, he started recording the show. I think I came on episode 4. And I was on pretty much every episode after that, except for maybe one. Going all the way through, like, 107 or whatever it was. But yeah, I mean, and like I mentioned before, recording this on a Friday, like the last time I did was it was a one mic only. It was one of the, I want to say it was like second week of January. So I'm pretty close, almost a year ago. But it was like one of the last Taps and Tailgates episodes before it changed. And you know, that's thank you to my brother, because I was completely content leaving it as taps and tailgates. But, you know, he texted me, he's like, dude, it's not the same. You know, it's not what it was. So, you know, you should change it, or you need to change it. So, I mean, I racked my brain trying to figure out, I was like, fuck, I wanted to have something with tap in it. So I had to think of that. So I was looking around, looked online to see if there was any tap room, stuff like that. And was able to, you know, make it all work. Yeah. Sorry, dog was barking, so I had to stop again. Apologies. But yeah, I mean, it was just kind of like a crazy thing. I mean, it's been, you know, almost 1 year, maybe in a couple of weeks, it'll be 1 year that I recorded the first episode of The Tap Room with Mike Crea from Unsung. So I'm excited. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have him back on. Being able to talk to him and, you know, him letting me go into the brewery with, you know, and just sit down and chit chat for an hour about beer, comics, and all that sort of stuff. So it was exciting for me to be able to go back. And I'm actually going to be doing that tomorrow. So I'm going to be recording with Mike and Jimmy from Noble. So Mike from Unsung, Jimmy from Noble. That should be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, so I mean, it going on a year, like so much has changed. Obviously, like I said, going from taps and tailgates to the tap room, went through a breakup, and then started a second podcast. I don't really plug it on this show, but I mean, if anyone is out there going through some shit or needs some, you know, advice or shit like that, the other show is called the Pick Your Ass Up Podcast. It's on the same things. Like, I want to say it's on Amazon, Apple, and Spotify. So yeah. But going back to the beginning, like I have been, or like we've been talking about, trying to figure out the name, the logo. The logo was a thing. I was like, man, I need something, because I was releasing the episode so soon. So I went to Fiverr, and I use Fiverr. This isn't a plug for Fiverr, but the initial one, this is obviously before I learned how to do stuff on my MacBook and all that sort of stuff. I was still using Jake's. So Fiverr was a big help to get the initial logo, and I just added a little twist to it, and that was pretty much it. Logo cost me about $15. So, I mean, it wasn't bad. But with the logo and then editing audio, like kind of messing with it. And people ask me now, like how much I edit. I don't as much anymore. I kind of just let it, like, I mean, I try to do everything all in one cut. And then I make little notes here and there for stuff I need to edit out. Or if there was, you know, if I need to stop it right then, and I will edit right then, because it's a lot quicker than having to go back. So, I mean, that's kind of a big thing. And another thing too was just trying to set the tap room like apart from taps and tailgates. That was a thing for me, because I always wanted it to go in this direction, where I was talking to brewers, owners, and obviously like beer lovers, like that. The whole Instagram spotlight thing was something I thought of, and I was like, man, that could be cool. And I don't really hear, you know, see other people doing that, being able to talk to other people across the country or in different countries, and be able to talk about the craft beer scene there. Because, I mean, if someone's going to travel there, or if someone's going to go to this specific city or the surrounding cities, stuff like that, like, then if there's an episode for that, they'll know where to go. So that was super important to me. Wanting to be able to do something like that, and to be able to have something for someone, you know, to be able to, you know, it's like when you go to Disneyland, someone flies out from, I don't know, somewhere in Ohio and says like, oh, I mean, but they're into craft beer. They want to look up the different beers. And if they listen to an episode or all the episodes that I've had from like Orange County breweries or brews in LA or anything like that, they can listen to those and be like, oh, this is where I should go. So, another thing for me was making reels. That took me like, I don't know, just trying to learn that and like putting logos in there and stuff like that was like a big thing for me. And even talking with Romeo and Bruliet, like I felt like after when we did our like kind of a little collab episode, that was something for me that I was like, man, I really got to step up my game. Because like the, and you know, him, you know, doing what he does in like graphic design and all that sort of stuff, I was like, man, this guy's just, what they're doing is awesome. So I wanted to get there. And I feel like I'm still not there, but I'm getting there with certain things and like editing video and cutting together reels and stuff like that. So it's getting better. And honestly, I was like worried if anyone would care what I had to say when I started by myself doing all this sort of stuff. And because that really, you know, that made me super nervous. Like I was like, well, shit, like, am I just doing this for like five people or is it going to be, or more people are going to listen? And, that, like I said, that was super important to me. I wanted to make sure that what I was putting out was quality. And, it took some time for me to realize that it was when people would reach out. So that meant a ton to me. OG Chew Your Beer, shout out, brother. Just being able to know that what I was doing was good. Like what I was putting out there was getting to people and people enjoyed it. Because I mean, yeah, you're taking time out of your day to listen to me. So that it means a lot knowing that, you know, that I'm putting out something that you want to listen to. Buying my own MacBook. I was like, because like I said before, I was using my brother's and it was a little older, so it was a little slow. But buying my new one and doing that and like kind of getting, you know, my hands, you know, just doing a deep dive into like stuff like Canva or CapCut, the different programs. When I record, I use GarageBand. And then buying better mics too. I mean, the mics I had were good too, but super sensitive. Like they were the Blue Snowballs. They if there's no other, you know, other sound, but it just picks up every little thing. The mics I use now, in case anybody knows, is the, or anyone wants to know for that matter, is the HyperX, the Quadcast and the Quadcast S. So I really enjoy them. I mean, they look really cool too. They have like the LED lighting in them. They have the gain control right on there and they have the shock mount on there as well. So, I mean, they're really nice. But one of the things I love about doing this is honestly going to breweries, you know, talking to owners and brewers and stuff like that, but just meeting people, making genuine connections and being able to say like, oh, have you ever been in this place? Oh yeah, man. If you get a chance, go here. Or if somebody, you know, listens to the episode, they're like, they want to go to that place and meet that person if they're potentially there. So, I mean, that's super important to me. Like I said, I love doing this and I love doing it for you guys. And, this episode's all about you. So, yeah. Let's see. I'm going to finish off this beer here and I'm going to jump into Brewski 3. All right. So I'm back. I got my next beer. I was going to do the second Casa Gria right off the bat, but I decided to wait. This next one is from Equilibrium. And Equilibrium, Middletown, New York. Let's do this thing. This is called Starlight. Double IPA. Oh, here we go. Beer balanced by science, coming in 8%. It's pretty kick-ass can artwork, too. I really like it. Almost looks like a bed of stars with like a solar kind of flare going through it. Excuse me. Let's jump on in. Oh, good crack. Good crack there, eh? All right. Ooh. Kind of looks kind of hazy. Oh yeah, that smells delightful. I want to say I've only had a couple beers from Equilibrium, but I mean they've been really good when I've had them. So yeah, I'm sorry about that. Dog started barking again. But like I said, I think I've only had one or maybe a couple from Equilibrium. Didn't take a drink yet, so let's jump in. It is super hazy, super floral on the nose. has a different kind of aftertaste. Not bad though. It tastes almost like I can't think of the beer that I had that kind of tastes similar. Not bad though. I'd give it a 7. So we'll see how the last one tastes. But all right, I want to jump into my thank yous. I'm going to start it off because episode 26 was with Danny Lopez, or Jon Snow would say Danny. She's been on the show twice during this last part of the run here. Once when she was with Congregation, and then once with Angry Horse, with her and Nathan McCusker. Honestly, hearing the story of how, like, the brewery started and, like, Angry Horse started and how unique it was honestly really cool, because a lot of times at least back then, when they started a brewery coming into a city, they're like, what is this? Well, who are you? What are you trying to do to our city? Kind of thing. And when I talked to John Kennedy, which I'll talk about later, but even when I talked to Augustine from Brujeria, Pico Rivera was just like, what do you, like, no, like, you can't come into the city and stuff like that. So it was just kind of like, you know, some cities are really standoffish, at least back then when it came to breweries. So it was cool. Like, it was honestly really refreshing to hear that, like, how much the city was behind them, like, to open up a brewery, because that's not always the case. And like I said, sometimes cities are worried of what the kind of people a brewery is going to bring, like we're the scum of the earth or something like that. But I feel like that's changed now, where cities kind of like that because it's bringing people together, stuff like that. And people will look to go to those cities, and then obviously it'll help that city's economy too. So, but like, you know, talking to Nathan and like his knowledge, you know, of like the, like, you know, all the different types of, like, you know, hops and stuff like that, was really fun. And Danny's just awesome. She's a sweetheart. And like, she's so good at what she does. And, you know, how we, you know, her campfire stout I tried was fucking phenomenal. Like, I had that, I think, last Friday with my buddy Mario. It was really good. So thank you to Danny, and thank you to Nathan. Next one, I think it was episode, 27, the Ramblin' Redbeard, Tapping Into America on Instagram. Super grateful for a guy like that, like, to, you know, hearing his stories. And if you get a chance to go back to listen to that episode, definitely do it, because what he's done for veterans, like, traveling around, well, first, let's start with that. What he's done for veterans, like the Irreverent Warriors, stuff like that, that's like, you can't ask for a better dude than that. And also, like, you know, he traveled around all the states. Obviously, he had to fly to a couple of them, but traveled around all the states and went to different breweries within those states. And, like, how cool is that? That's the dream. So I just think, like, he's just a really kick-ass dude and, you know, has a great story. So thank you to the Ramblin' Redbeard. Episode 28, Hodap on Tap, Adrian Hodap. She was so cool. Like, we both showed up. We were both had a little too much the night before. I was coming from Upland because I was visiting my my buddy and my goddaughter. So might have had a little bit of whiskey that night, and she went out with her friends, and we got to hang out and, you know, have a beer, have a little hair of the dog, and record an interview. But it was cool hearing her story, like, starting out at Three Weavers, both of our love of 90s music, and honestly, the awesome beer that they have at Hermosa, Hermosa Brewing. And it was honestly really cool because they have, like, giant Jenga, they have pinball machines, they have all this good stuff. But it was just really cool hearing her story. And, you know, like, and even going back to Danny, it's cool to hear, like, from female brewers and stuff like that. And because there's not as many, like, there's not as many as you'd think out there. I mean, there's a ton, there are a lot, but I mean, there need to be more of them is what I'm trying to say. So shout out to Hodap on Tap. She's awesome. Alexander Gates, my buddy at Aloha State Beer. He is a really good dude. Like, and I sent him a message and he responded, you know, back pretty quickly. But the guy's award-winning writer and also a member of the North American Guild of Beer Writers. So being able to talk to him, you know, we talked about the Maui fires and the breweries that we lost because of those fires. And honestly, helping helping out that community with Kukua and all that sort of stuff, and me having family there, like in Hawaii, like it meant a lot to me knowing that, you know, they were sending out that recipe for Kukua to different breweries out here. And anytime that beer was sold or, you know, purchased or anything like that, that money was going back to that brewery. So that was really awesome. So thank you. My buddy Brewski Bonds. Too sweet, me brother. I appreciate you, man. Like, I mean, you and I, we talk pretty often because we're both big hockey guys. We're both big football guys. So we talk a lot. Going to the different breweries and stuff like that. And we met at Noble. And it was one of the, I think it was like their social media night that they had at Noble for like the different, like, you know, beer influencers and stuff like that. And I mean, I had followed him before that, but we talked a little wrestling and stuff like that. And then he started listening to the show and, he was telling me, he's like, "Hey man, I'm really digging it." I was like, "That's cool, man. I really appreciate it." But he started going to the different breweries cause he was working, you know, he works in like, I want to say construction. And he was in near Oceanside, and he ended up going to Carlsbad, going to Bergen. Which was one of my favorite ones that I've ever been to. And, you know, he got to go there. He was asking about McKenzie, stuff like that. So it was really cool. But one thing I appreciated the most was, you know, cause like I said, we're both wrestling fans, and he told me, he's like, "Dude, you're a part of the Red and Black. I'm an honorary member of the CWO, the Red and Black." So I appreciate that, even though I'm not very good at chugging. And there's a funny story to that one that'll be towards the end of the episode. So I appreciate you, brother. Next one, the Beer Godmother, from Atlanta, Latrice Harris. She is a sweetheart as well. We talked about the craft beer scene in Atlanta, and everybody knows that Atlanta, even though I've only been like passing through, like on flights and stuff like that, or connecting flights, everybody that listens should know that I'm a huge Braves fan. So I love my Bravos. And to be able to talk about those things. So when I go there, which hint, hint, I'm going, I think at the end of May to go watch a series. So I'm super excited about that. But, it's just like being able to talk about the craft beers, the craft breweries out there. And honestly, like all of her Beer Fact Fridays, you learn a ton. So if you get a chance to follow her at the Beery Godmother, she is a really, really nice person. Next episode was Dylan Roddick, my boy. Like it was a fun one. He's an A's fan, obviously living up there, and the A's are moving, but it was really cool. I got to go up there, and when I was going up to on the way to Monterey to my cousin's wedding, and you know him and I had chatted before then, but he couldn't record that day. But we got to meet, which was really cool, and we got to record remotely. But hearing his story and how they started the brewery and stuff like that, it was just honestly just a genuinely really nice guy. We got to talk a little sports. We got to talk a little hangover stories and stuff like that. So that was really fun. So like, I said, you know, everybody I've talked mentioned already, I appreciate all you guys. Kate Bernat, sweetheart, like words can't describe how nice she is. So going back to Alexander Gates, he was the one that I had no idea about the North American Guild of Beer Writers. But he mentioned to me, he's like, dude, they have a podcast section too. So I was like, okay, like I'm down. Like I'm good. I want to be a part of that. So, I went to the website, you know, did all the necessary things. And I was like, man, how cool would it be to have the director on? So that's when I went to the index or whatever to see, or the contact index or whatever you want to call it. And I found Kate. And I was like, cool, I wonder if she has an Instagram. Because she had an email, but you know, I was like, oh, maybe I'll just reach out on Instagram. Found her Instagram. And we started going back and forth. And it was like to me, it meant everything. I'm sure she probably gets it all the time. You know, people reaching out about, you know, talking beer and stuff like that and talking about how she started. But it was really like cool to me that she took the time out of her day to be able to, you know, just let me geek out for a little bit and talk to her about the Montana breweries, talk about how she started, you know, in Chicago and stuff like that. It was really, really cool. And I want to go visit Montana just to go to that brewery that I want to say it was Neptune. It was called Neptune. I'm pretty sure you call it Neptune. And it was like a nautical kind of theme. But I was like, man, how cool is that? Thinking like you have a nautical kind of theme brewery right in the middle of Montana. And I feel like that's kind of like you would think of all places like a nautical theme brewery in Montana. But it sounds awesome. So I am like, whenever I get out there, I want to visit and go see that place. But she's an absolute sweetheart. And, you know, everybody I've talked to, I mean, like I said, I'm going to run down the list here, but it was pretty awesome. Snacks on tap. Juan and Justin. Awesome guys. Those, like, they make some of the best like snack, because I love peanuts. Like, oh, any, I wasn't saying any type of nut, but you know, someone's gonna make a joke about that, I'm sure. But yeah, I love peanuts, and I love, you know, pretzels. I'm not the biggest pretzel guy, but their pretzels are fire. So I mean, they're amazing, and some of the stuff that, you know, like they would promote my stuff, and I'll always promote their stuff. They're just really great people, and you want to support small business. You want to be able to do stuff like that, you know. And also shout out to Talon. I think it's called Talon Tap and Wine. We got to record there and it was really cool. We got to have some beers, got to have some snacks. Obviously they gave me a hat and shirt. And I will wear that with pride, brothers. Like you guys are the best. So just keep on doing it, baby. Next one I got, Brian Wilder. Drinking buddy. You know, man, sometimes there's products out there. And you're like, man, I'm like, you know, I'm not sure. Like, you know, like they have like this miracle kind of thing, miracle hangover cure and stuff like that. But when I ordered my first pack of drinking buddy, and I was like, all right, well, tonight I'm getting shit faced. So I did. Had some whiskey, you know, a bunch of other good stuff. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to test this out. So I popped two right before I went to bed. And, well, damn. Like, I woke up the next morning. I was like, I actually feel okay. I thought I was going to be, and that was probably about half a bottle of Jameson I probably had that night. So that's usually about the average if I am drinking whiskey. So, yeah, I mean, like, let that speak for itself. If you get a chance to, I mean, follow them at, you know, at Drinking Buddy on, the Drinking Buddy on Instagram, I want to say it is. But look up Drinking Buddy on Amazon. Go to their website. Purchase that if you can. And this isn't just I'm not plugging something. I'm actually just genuinely saying that this shit actually works. Because some people get worse hangovers than others. I'm a pretty functional kind of hangover. Like when I have, I'm pretty functional when I have hangover. So this, I fully endorse. if that's the right word to say, but I fully endorse Drinking Buddy. It actually works. Don't buy some other shit. Just buy that. I mean, it's like $30 and you get like, you know, so many in there. It's honestly, it's worth it. Next one, John Kennedy. from Whittier Brewing. I reached out to him on Instagram. I mean, honestly, everybody on here, I reached out on Instagram, but it was just like, it was cool as shit being able to talk to him. Like, he used to go to 6740 in Uptown Whittier. And that was, you know, if there's any How I Met Your Mother fans out there, my brother and I, that was our McLaren's. Like, we would, you know, go there every Friday or every Saturday, sometimes Sunday mornings. And then we'd walk around Uptown. And, you know, just being able to have someone that would be, that can relate to that. And then also what he's doing, like, for, like, you know, Pit and Bull and, like, all the different shops that are within that building, bringing those people in and, you know, giving them an outlet for, like, you know, to be able to sell their stuff is really awesome. And, you know, we also talked about getting, like, you know, how we got things off the ground. And especially during that time, way back when, in Whittier, they were completely against. They didn't know what a craft brewery was. So they did, like I said earlier, how they, cities didn't necessarily think, they're like, oh, like, what kind of people is this going to bring in, sort of thing, if that makes sense. But yeah, really great dude. If you get a chance to go back and listen to that episode, it was super fun. Nick Pavlina, award-winning Nick Pavlina from Humble C. That one was, it was cool to talk to him because I love anything that Humble C puts out. I actually had a Humble C stout, or barrel, that was an aged stout with Brewski Bonds when we recorded over at Noble. But being able to hear, like, what Humble C meant to him, meant to Nick, and hearing his story and what he said, like, when he, like, it was really, like, cool to me, and it, like, kind of, it made me feel like, well, let me describe the situation first. So we talked about, like, what it meant to him, and when he first saw someone in the tap room enjoying one of his beers, and, like, what that, like, how awesome that was and how great that made him feel. That's the only thing that's how I feel when somebody tells me, like, hey man, I really love the show. That I was like, man, well, I did my job. And, you know, talking to him about that was pretty awesome to me. And it was really, like, it hit home is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. But yeah, thank you, Nick, for being on the show. The Grizzly Vet, Daniel Drennan, Beer Paper LA. And I really hope that it does not go away. And I was not trying to rhyme there either. But when I started doing this show, and, you know, because every time you go to a brewery, especially in LA and Orange County, like, you always see Beer Paper. So Daniel was kind of like a white whale for me. Super nice guy. I reached out on Instagram and he, you know, was just like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, well, we try to figure out where to record. And, we ended up recording at Brew Kitchen Ale House. It was a loud one, but it was fun. And it was with Joe Maggiore, the owner of Brew Kitchen Ale House. Just being able to hear Daniel's story and, like, how he took over and stuff like that and made it his own. That's kind of, like, I can relate to that because of how, you know, going from taps and tailgates to the tap room. So I'm super appreciative. Brian Rodriguez. Thank you, brother. Big Brian's Meats, or at Big Brian's Meats on Instagram. Honestly, what a great just individual, man. What a great person. And he has a really great family. They all, you know, he has a barbecue pop-up. He's at breweries. He does a bunch of other, like, events and stuff like that. So follow him on Instagram. But, you know, he's got amazing barbecue. I didn't cancel on him, but there was just times where things came up and we had to postpone a couple times. But when we finally got to do it, it was, honestly, it was super fun. And we talked barbecue, like, beer, sports, like, movies, pretty much everything. And how we changed professions, like, multiple times and in completely different, you know, areas, you know, of profession, like, well, completely different professions either way. I don't know where I was going with that, but I'm honestly super grateful, for Brian, 'cause we were talking about, you know, making changes in your life and, you know, those drastic kind of changes going from one field to another, like on the, in the completely like opposite direction. And I had said, like, I was just, we were talking about it. I was like, man, just because you've been doing something your whole life doesn't mean you have to do it the rest of your life. And me saying that, sparked me, like, it set something off in my head that I wanted to start a second show. I wanted to start a second podcast. And that's obviously the Pick Your Ass Up podcast, but I wanted to start that second show about just making changes in your life and being willing to go through with it and mental health, stuff like that. So Brian, and I'll say this directly to you if you're listening, I'm eternally grateful for that, you know, that interview, that moment, you know, being able to, you know, have that with you. So I really appreciate it. Who was after Brian? Romeo and Brulette. Romeo and Brulette. You guys have made me laugh like crazy on episodes. This was your second appearance on the show, and that was when I reached out about doing Stoutsgiving. And it was super fun. We got to choose our teams to on the quest to find the last turkey on Thanksgiving. And we had some stouts. And those are, like, you know, you guys are just phenomenal people. And, you know, just, you know, you guys have the best heart out there. And, yeah, congrats to you guys about, you know, getting your new house. And I know I've mentioned it probably before, but I'm really just thankful for you guys, and I'm really happy for you guys that you guys, you know, are continuing to build your life together. But Romeo, make sure that Brulette, you know, she keeps her bike locked up at the new house, because, you know, bikes aren't cheap. So, and if people are wondering what that is, inside joke. Nadav, I think, was out. Yeah, Nadav, my boy, my brother from another mother, one of my favorite human beings in the entire world. He really is. Like, I always joke and say he's my long lost brother because we have so much in common. It was so fun. But I think he was on episode, I think it was 4. I want to say it was 4 and then 41. So it was, you know, the first episode, it was super fun. We totally hit it off. Like, we probably could have talked a lot longer on the first one, but then, you know, I was still kind of green and I'm still trying to figure that out. And I apologize for episode 40. I'm not apologize. I'm not, you know what? Fuck it. I ain't sorry. But that episode, I know we talked for like 3 hours. I got to the point where we kept hitting, like, you know, a mark, and we're like, fuck it, let's keep going. We talked about video games. I remember Final Fantasy VII, Zelda, and all the other stuff, and Star Wars some more. But he's just such a good dude, and I'm super, like, you know, I'm not his, you know, father or anything, but I'm just super proud of him. And he's moving back to Israel in April. Was going to move back before, but obviously with stuff going down over there. So I'm just super happy for him and super proud of him, and cheers, brother. Yeah. So super thankful for you, man. Ryan Hansen at Big Pop Brewing. Brother man, thank you for letting me brew for the first time in my life. That was teaching me all the steps, going through every little intricate step that went along with, that goes along with brewing. That meant a ton to me because it's not something that, you know, I've had people, like, you know, tell me like, oh, hey, you know, come, you know, if you ever want to do this or that. But I mean, being able to just sit with you and be able to talk about the whole process too on the show was awesome. Because I've had so many people reach out to me like, man, like, I love that episode. Being able to hear all the different steps, or, you know, the cleaning process, you know, the sanitation process and all that sort of stuff. When to hop it and do all that sort of stuff, the mash and the grain and all that sort of stuff. So it was really fun. And you're a freaking pro, man. Like, you're a vet, and you're just an amazing person. And shout out to your wife for all that she does, you know, with her Instagram and stuff like that too. I appreciate you, brother. Next episode, Lahara Brewing, Jason and Derek. And shout out to Big Brian's Meats again, because I never would have met them if it wasn't for Big Brian's Meats. Because that's when Brian and I recorded, we were at Lahara in Norwalk. That was super fun, and they're honestly really great guys. Like, it's really cool though too, like, if when you go into their brewery, like, how, because I want to say, like, when they started Lahara, like, they, it was like an old, like countertop place where they would have like granite and all like marble and all these different things. So when that business left, they repurposed everything that they had there to, you know, to build countertops, to build a bar top, to build all these different things. And like that, all the DIY, the ingenuity that goes into that and learning all of that, it makes it like, you know, you get that, like, you know, that do it yourself kind of attitude. But how cool is it that they were able to put all that back together? Like, they were able to decide, like, hey man, like, let's make, you know, what was it? Lemonade out of lemons, I guess. I don't know what the terminology, I don't know what the phrase is, but either way, them being able to do that was pretty fucking awesome. And, you know, kudos to you guys. You guys make really good beer, and you got Big Brian's Meats there all the time. So if you need beer and barbecue, you know where to go. Next one, this one's a special one for me, because we started out just following each other on Instagram. He started listening to the show. But he's become a friend. I call him and say, "Hey, what's up, bro?" all the time. I'm not gonna say guest. I'm gonna say my buddy, Art Castellanos, LA Brew Life. There are times when you, like, you know, like I said, you kind of meet people sometimes, and you have a beer with them, and you're like, "Oh, that person's cool. I'm probably never gonna see him again." But with Art, like, it was like, I started following his beer page, and it turned out we had a ton in common. I think he mentioned a lot of that to me, like, when we were DMing each other back and forth. And we, you know, set up an episode, and we were able to record at Noble. And I'm super grateful for your brother. Like, for you, brother, is what I'm going to say. Because he's set some stuff up for me too, like at, you know, Native Son, and I'm eventually going to record with some of the SoCal Cerveceros, and Creature Comforts. So I want you to know, man, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you and thank you. Like, you know, and I honestly can't wait till the Native Son episode that was supposed to be this weekend, but it got pushed back. But February 10th, we're going to be hanging out, having a couple beers. It's going to be a blast, brother. Ian McCall. Thank you to Daniel Drennan for introducing me to Ian, and what a phenomenal dude. I sent him a message like, hey, because he opened up Ism, and, you know, well, Ism's fully open now, so if you have a chance to go to Long Beach, definitely go down there. They got some banger beers, really, really good. And they have something for everybody. They have shuffleboard, great beers, and they also have really good food. So definitely check them out. But what a nice guy. He showed me all around the brewery, you know, opened up the whole thing for me and let me shoot whatever I wanted. And he's just a master of his craft. His New Zealand IPA, or New Zealand Pilsner. Yeah, it was New Zealand Pilsner. Was honestly probably one of the most delicious things I've ever put in my mouth. Go ahead and make a joke. But yeah, no, he was like, it was just so fun. And you can't, like, sometimes when you meet someone, like, words can't describe, like, you know, how you feel. And that's kind of, I feel like that's how it is here. Like, trying to find the right, I guess, adjective or verb. I don't know. I probably fucked that up. But either way, he was just a phenomenal dude. And it was really, really fun. I think after Ism was Angry Horse. Yeah, it was Angry Horse. But, I mean, I already talked about them. So, but still, shout out to Angry Horse and Montebello. Next one is Ruben Leon from Burning Bridge over in San Dimas. really good dude, really fun. It was really cool. Like, and honestly, I love the spot. It makes a banger West Coast. So definitely go down there. We got to talk, you know, music. I think we talked music, but we talked a little bit more off air about music. But that was super fun. But we talked about how we started homebrewing and how, like, I think how we said, like, it's like, man, I don't want to wait all this time for it to ferment or do this sort of stuff. But then, you know, eventually, like, you know, he fell in love with it. And it was really cool to hear that, like, hear his story, because not everybody's story is the same. So that was really cool. So shout out to Ruben. And if you're in the LA area at all, go over there to Burning Bridge and have a couple beers. Next one. Joe Pfeiffer of Pfeiffer's Brewing. Pfeiffer's famous. That was a really, like, unique story. Like how his name just happened to be Pfeiffer, and, you know, and how, like, it's kind of like the underdog story, because obviously, like, we talked about on the show how Pabst owned the Pfeiffer name. And kind of like them going in there and buying that brand back from them and then making it their own. And that was cool as shit. Like, hearing that for me was like, damn, man, that's like, you don't, like, that's not necessarily something you hear every day. Because, you know, big box, big brand, big this or big beer, they, you know, they bury you in this or bury you in that. But when you, like, when you can go out there and actually take something back, and then also, cause you're paying tribute to it, but you're also making it your own. And to me, that's like, what's better than that? Like, how cool is that, that you get to be able to revitalize something that meant something so much to someone back then, bring it back to the forefront and be able to, and make, you're making the Pfeiffer's famous, but then you're also adding to it. So I feel like that's really awesome. And, you know, they're really great guys over there. Last one, Jenna. Jenna, is it Milosevic? Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. I apologize. But the Orlando Beer Babe. It's ORL for Orlando and then Beer Babe on Instagram. Super cool person. It was really nice to, obviously, you know, it was the most recent episode, but it was really cool hearing her story. And how her and her husband both started their beer accounts and stuff like that. And, like, obviously the craft beer scene in Orlando. I'm just super grateful. She's also part of Beer Babe's family. So shout out to Beer Babe's family, Roxy and, Rachel Beer. Oh, it was Beers of Bierkowski. So honestly, it was really cool. So I, you know, that's all of them. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm super appreciative. We got some Q&A. And then also, I will throw the bonus beer reviews at the end. But I have to grab a beer, so hold on. All right, and we're back. All right, this last one, I think I mentioned earlier, is from Casa Agria. This one is called A Jets Overhead. It's a hazy IPA coming out at 7%. Pretty cool looking can artwork, too. You see the palm trees, you see, you know, big O 747s flying over the top. It's a pretty cool looking can. And I love that. I love their cans, but let's jump in here. There it is. It was a quick poppy. All right. Oh, yeah. It smells delicious. We can hear the sizzle. Love hearing that sizzle on a steak, especially when you pop open the, you know, the barbecue. I don't know why I talked about a steak right now, but let's jump in. Oh yeah. And this isn't a knock on equilibrium, but holy crap, that's a hazy. Damn. I don't know. It's close. I'm going to go in for one more here. I'm going to go 9 on that one. Holy crap, that's good. If anybody listening knows anybody at Casa Agria, and if they'd ever want to be on the show, if you're listening, love to do it. I've reached out before and haven't heard back. So, but if you're ever interested, I'm down. But yeah, I'm definitely going to give that a 9. All right, so we'll jump into the Q&A. Got some questions here from some people here. We got, okay, so let's start it off with the drinking lawyer, or at the drinking lawyer on Instagram says, not editing that, so there you go. Shows how much I edit. From at the drinking lawyer on Instagram. What's your next brewery road trip? There's a couple. So I want to get up to SLO, which is San Luis Obispo, because I want to interview some of the guys from Liquid Gravity. That's one. I'd love to be able to just go over there, because I don't know if anybody listening has ever been to San Luis Obispo. I know Brewski has, because I went up to Oak and Otter. But San Luis Obispo is just a cool little town. But yeah, so I definitely want to go up there and interview Liquid Gravity. The other one would be, I'm going to be in San Diego in a couple weeks, just for my birthday, to be able to go do that. But I might record with a brewer at Pure. Knock on wood. I mean, there's no wood here. I mean, I guess there is, but I can't knock on that. Oh, so Josh, come on, get your mind out of the gutter. But yeah, so I might record at Pure in a couple weeks. So stay tuned. I will let you know if it actually happens. Got to reach out to my connection over there. But those two would be the next ones. When it comes to out of state, probably hit up another, I think, Steel Cactus in Arizona. When I go out there for spring training, I want to go out there and see a couple games, but that would be another one. When I go to Atlanta in May, that I will definitely hit some there. So those are like the four, the big ones there. Next one we had was Brew Dude West Virginia. Sorry if I botched that, brother. Says he asked, how receptive are breweries when you ask to interview them, or most agreeable? Honestly, like I would say 70 to 80% usually get back to me. So I mean, yeah, it's pretty high. Honestly, most of them are really good people. And I mean, sometimes some of the bigger ones don't always get back to you, but that's also understandable too, because they're probably getting so many DMs and people like messaging them and reposting their stuff. So, I mean, sometimes that is a little tough to get back to, but most, I would say about 70, 80% of the people that I've reached out to have responded. And they've either declined or they've said yes, but I mean, most of them do respond. So we got a few from my boy, OG Chewyourbeer _. Out of your 50 episodes, which one has had the most feedback? Because I saw the questions, but I wanted it to just be like real, like a real answer. So I was trying to like, I didn't want to think about it too much. Quite a few, actually, off the top of my head. Obviously, the first one with Unsung at Mike with Mike Crea. Stereo was a big one. Noble, obviously, all the time. One was a big one, too, is with Kate from the North American Guild of Beer Writers, the director. She like that one was like a lot of people reach out to them, like they didn't even know about the guild. So that one was a big one. The Brew Day episode, obviously, like with Ryan, that was fun. Got a ton from that. Burgeon was another one. Got a ton of feedback. And I usually get a lot of like people messaging me and stuff like that. When it comes to like certain episodes, but like, well, usually I get people messaging me about every episode, but like sometimes you see more about specific ones. But yeah, Burgeon was a big one. Ism, obviously, with Ian, that was another big one. The Beer Paper LA one with Daniel was another big one too. Those are the ones like off the top of my head. Next one was from the 50 episodes. What episode did you get the most wasted in? That's easily Noble. That was like episode 7, I think it was. But that one was, I recorded at Stereo that morning and then went to Noble right after I finished. So I think I got to Stereo at 9 a.m., started drinking, felt fine, everything was good. Then I got to Noble, and like, you know, that just like was just like an avalanche. Yeah. So I don't know how many beers that day. Had to wait to leave. I was late to a birthday party. But yeah, that was probably the most I've ever been wasted recording an episode. Another one was the bearded brother said, when can your boy get on an episode? Man, all you gotta do is DM me, man. Like, we'll figure something out. It might not happen right away. It might be like a month or two from now, but all you gotta do is hit me up, man. Another one, kelly.get.your.shit.together. So Kelly, get your shit together. Why do stouts taste like molded licorice? Not really sure what stouts you're drinking. Maybe, because you can age them and stuff like that, but I haven't had one that tastes like that. Maybe if you've had one with like anise in it or like star spice, as they call it in Hawaii, maybe that would give it that kind of flavor-ish, but I haven't had one that tasted like that. But I'm kind of curious now to what stout you had. So if you're listening, go ahead and like, I want to know, like, send me whatever one you like, you had that tasted like that. Another question, what is your favorite episode of all time? That's a loaded question. That's tough. Like, I can't say just one, one that I did have a super fun. It was a really fun weekend is what I will say. Went down to, Carlsbad. Went to the flower fields and hung out there, had some really good food, and then hung out with Mackenzie from Burgeon on a Sunday. That was super fun. That was like, because it was like a whole weekend thing. Another one was the Mike's B-Day Brewery Tour, which was a blast with the boys, and which we're going to be doing that again. I'll talk about that in a minute, but that was super fun. Honestly, like, I have a blast at all of them. I mean, it's like, I can't say a bad thing about anybody I've had on the show or anything like that. All right. So we got another question. Oh yeah. From Chew. Awesome. Will there be a blooper reel from all 50 episodes? You know what? You'd think that, that there was like bloopers and stuff like that. The one thing that does happen, not all the time, I'd say maybe like half the time, is like, I will start the intro and I'll start talking and then be like, I fuck it up and I have to restart. And sometimes I will leave it in. And then sometimes I'll be like, fuck it. And sometimes I'll edit it out. But that's probably the biggest thing. Another kind of funny one would be when me and Brewski over at Noble, we finished the episode. And then, like I said earlier, I'm an honorary member of the Chug World Order. I can't really chug. But we chugged a beer. It was me, Brewski, and Paul from Noble. And we chugged a beer. And I was like, it was one of those beers where shit, that fucker wouldn't go down. It just stuck right in my chest. I was like, well, all right, well, here we go. I'm either going to puke here right on the bar, or I'm going to try to walk as quickly as I can without running and not being noticeable. And so I did that. So I was able to get to the bathroom. I was able to puke. And I felt fine after. Had another beer. I was good. I wasn't even drunk. That was the crazy thing. I wasn't even drunk yet. It was just because that beer would not go down. But yeah, that's probably the only, like, the blooper reel thing. But yeah, another one was, like, favorite brewery I've traveled to. Sorry, I didn't write the name down on that one. I apologize. Honestly, it might be Wren when it comes to out-of-state. Wren House, and that episode will be out next week. Talking to Drew Poole, like how they do collabs, even with, you know, OC breweries out here, was really awesome. So that was really cool. And I don't want to give a lot away because that's a really fun episode. So I'm going to leave it at that. But yeah, that's pretty much all the questions I had. Other ones that I had answered before, so don't want to get too much into that. But here's what's coming up. I'm going to be recording tomorrow with Mike and Jimmy over at Unsung. And then Sunday at La Bodega with Abraham. That'll be really fun. And then Native Son a couple weeks after that. So that should be a good one. Going to have the SD, well, Mikey's SD B-Day Brew Tour, Port Deux. And obviously that I mentioned earlier, might record at Noble. I'm not at Noble, sorry, at Pure, knock on wood. So I'm really hope that I get to do that. That should be really fun. But like I said, everybody that I've mentioned today so far, I'm super thankful for all you guys. I also want to thank Noble, for honestly letting me be part of the family. And, you want to support those businesses, you want to support the small businesses, but Noble to me, with Jimmy, Josh, Paul, Cam, Kelsey, Steph, everybody there, they're all amazing people and they put out really good beer. So I'm really thankful. And that's why, you know, I do the What's New at Noble segments with them for that. Also, again, shout out to Louis Liquor in Azusa off of Foothill and Cerritos. Super thankful for them. Also, like I said, this is, you know, obviously we've been broken up, but Veronica, Veto, thank you for giving me that push when I, like, when everybody left the show to tell me, hey, you can do this. Like, you know, that from that first day when I was nervous as shit, when I felt like I couldn't do it and I felt like I was just like a worthless piece of shit, wondering if I could actually do it by myself. And that was just straight up real shit right there. So, but yeah, thank you. Thank you, Beto, for being able to, for doing that. Really appreciate it. And yeah, I think that's everybody. If I missed somebody, I am truly sorry. I don't think I did. But yeah, so stay tuned for the bonus beer reviews and crack a brewski, motherfuckers. I'm just kidding. I'm not ending the episode here, but yeah, stay tuned for the bonus beer reviews and stay tuned for the outro. Actually, there's not going to be an outro. Or maybe there is. You're just going to have to wait and see. Cheers.
Hi, everyone. First of all, congrats to Mike on your 50th episode of the Taproom Podcast. And in honor of that, we're going to do a quick beer review. So this one's from one of my favorite breweries, Highland Park. And there's a couple of reasons why I wanted to feature this one, because it's a single hop beer. And I enjoy these because you can taste the full expression of that particular hop. And number two, the hop is Citra. And you can't go wrong with Citra. It's called Citra Aerobics. And I'm not sure if they use strictly normal pellets or if they incorporate some cryo Citra or some Citra Incognito, which is extract or more of a concentrated liquid version. But nevertheless, they use 100% Citra. So let's open it up. Oh, yeah. So right away, you could smell the great aromas. I'm getting some pineapple and more of a pineapple smoothie, if that makes any sense. It's slightly hazy, great color. So let's taste it. Yeah. Again, pineapple smoothie, some slight mango, sweet fruit, and it tastes great. And I highly recommend it. And some bonus info, if you're ever at Highland Park Brewery, try the Buffalo Wings. It goes great with this beer and a lot of their other beers. And just to recap again, so this is an American IPA. It's 7%. It's called Citra Aerobics, Highland Park. Mike, congrats again on your 50th episode.
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? It's True Your Beer here to celebrate the Taproom Podcast 50th episode. And I'm here to review a quick little beer for you guys. This is Bell's Brewing out of Michigan. I was going to say Michigan, California, homies, but out of Michigan, State Michigan. This is called a Change of Heart Experimental Black IPA. And I went with this Black IPA because Black IPAs are amazing. If you haven't had one, I suggest you try one. They hit hard a couple years ago and they kind of fell off the map, but they're, I think they'll be making a comeback this year for 2024. So let's crack it open, eh? Like Mikey says. Hope that sounds good for you guys, because it looks good for me. Orale, check it out, Holmes. Looks like a porter. The head is dark brown. The beer is not even see-through. Oh, those aromas are roasted. Coffee. Oh, it's so green with the hops. I'm going to take my first sip, and let's see what happens. So this is the experimental black IPA, again, from Bell's. It's called Change of Hearts, and it's a 7.0 ABV on the Richter scale. So just a little bit about this beer. I got this in a mixed pack, 12-pack. I got Change of Heart, Double Hearted, Ice Cold Hearted, and a something liquid hazy hearted. So you get a black IPA, you get a double IPA, you get a ice cold, what do you call it? A cold hoppy lager, and you get a hazy with this for $12. Go find you. Go get you some. So check it out. First sip. Wow. Phenomenal. This is not as happy as I thought it would be. It's very, very smooth. I know a lot of brewers don't like the word smooth, but hey, I'm a smooth criminal, homie. So it's actually really, this is not even a sipper. I could have chugged this whole thing. Really good. I love coffee stouts, porter. So this is in my millhouse, homies. So go find yourself a mix pack of something. It's good for your heart. It's good for your wallet. Hey, and you get a bunch of different beers you get to try. So once again, congratulations on 50 episodes, Mikey, Taproom Podcast. Everybody, cheers from your boy. Chew your beer and saludos, homies. I los guacho. Peace out, eh?
All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the bonus beer reviews from Chew and also Art, Castellanos, LA Brew Life. Like I said, man, after 50 episodes in, I really appreciate everybody. I sound a little different now. Yeah, I just woke up and I'm about to go record at La Bodega. You know, grind doesn't stop. So I hope everybody's enjoyed these, you know, 50 episodes and get ready for plenty more to come. All right. And yeah, that'll do it this week. I'll take care, Tap Fan.